Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 2nd. Happy Resurrection Day. In fact, our memory verse this week has to do with the resurrection. It's from John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." Today is our day of remembrance in the services, and so this is an appropriate verse for us to be thinking about as we remember those who are dearly departed and have gone to be with the Lord in the last year. We give thanks to you, O God, for their lives and the memories that we have of them, and ask that you would help us to see the attributes of Christ that they had and to emulate them. We're in Isaiah. We're continuing on. Are you guys getting tired of Isaiah? Or are you learning so much that you're excited every day to turn the page? We're in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 7 today. I'm going to be reading in the New International Version. This passage is considered the second servant song, so it's referring to the suffering servant whom we know to be our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a prophecy about him. "Listen to me, islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he had spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadows of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, 'You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor.' But I said, 'I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God.' And now the Lord says, 'He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength.' He says, 'It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. Kings will see you and stand up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you." And in response to this word, we say, "O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Thank you for being the one who is faithful, and thank you for being a light to us Gentiles, that we might have salvation as well." Let's move on over to the book of Acts, chapter 21, verses 7 through 16. In this passage, Paul and his companions are still on their way to Jerusalem, and they're going from Tyre to Ptolemais, and then also they're greeted there by some of the brothers and sisters in the faith. Then they go to Caesarea. There's a very interesting interchange with a prophet named Agabus. And then finally, at the end of this passage, they really are very close to being in Jerusalem. Tomorrow we'll read about Paul's arrival there. "We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, 'The Holy Spirit says, In this way, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." When he would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, "The Lord's will be done." After this, we started on our way to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. Before we move on, let's just move on back to verse 9 again. It's just a quick little blurb, but it encourages me. He had four unmarried daughters, that is Philip, who prophesied. The note in my Bible says, "Women in the early church had this spiritual gift, which Joel prophesied in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and which was fulfilled in the day of Pentecost, that my sons and daughters will prophesy." Father, help us to be a people who honor you with our lips and our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the gospel is for every nation, and you do not show favoritism. Help us, Lord, not to begrudge your generosity. We also thank you, Lord, that your name and your presence is near to us. And we know that we can't turn to anything or anyone else, that yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And so we lift our hearts to you and pray, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.